Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to The Calm Within. Ever feel like life's one giant roller coaster? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into a pit of self-doubt. Trust me, I get it. We're bombarded with expectations, pressures, and comparisons every single day. It's enough to make anyone want to hide under the covers. But what if I told you there's a superpower we all have access to that can help us navigate this crazy ride with more grace and ease? It's called self-compassion. And believe me, it's not about becoming a pushover or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you'd offer your best friend going through a tough time. So, what does cultivating self-compassion actually look like? Think of it as a warm hug for your inner critic. Instead of berating yourself for mistakes or perceived shortcomings, try acknowledging them with gentle curiosity. You know that voice in your head that constantly whispers, "Not good enough, you're failing"? That's your ego trying to protect you, but guess what? It's often more harmful than helpful. The key is to recognize those negative thought patterns and challenge them with compassion. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Would I say this to a friend? And if the answer is no, then why are we saying it to ourselves? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you start practicing self-compassion today. 1. Embrace imperfection. Let's face it, nobody's perfect, not even Beyoncé. We're all going to make mistakes, stumble along the way, and have days where we just feel like a mess. But that's okay. Those imperfections are what make us human and unique. Instead of striving for an impossible ideal, aim for progress over perfection. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and learn from your setbacks without judgment. 2. Practice mindfulness. This one's all about being present in the moment. When you find yourself caught up in negative thoughts or worries about the future, take a deep breath and bring your attention back to the here and now. Notice the sensations in your body, the sounds around you, the taste of your coffee, anything that anchors you to the present experience. Mindfulness helps us break free from the mental chatter and cultivate a sense of calm amidst the chaos. 3. Cultivate self-kindness. Treat yourself like you treat a dear friend who's going through a tough time. Offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. Imagine what your best friend would say to you in a moment of self-doubt, then say those same kind things to yourself. 4. Challenge negative self-talk. We all have that inner critic, the voice that whispers doubts, insecurities, and negativity. But guess what? You don't have to listen to it. When you catch yourself engaging in negative self-talk, challenge those thoughts with evidence and compassion. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What would I say to a friend who is thinking this way? 5. Practice gratitude. Shifting your focus towards the positive can make a world of difference. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. It could be the warmth of the sun on your skin, a delicious cup of coffee, or a kind word from a stranger. Cultivating gratitude helps us see the beauty and abundance around us, even during challenging times. You know that feeling when you've had a bad day at work, come home exhausted, and then trip over your cat and spill your dinner all over yourself? Ugh, relatable, right? That's when self-compassion really shines. Instead of beating yourself up for the whole fiasco, because honestly, it happens to the best of us. Take a deep breath, acknowledge that you're having a rough day, and offer yourself some kindness. Maybe light a candle, put on your favorite comfy clothes, and order takeout. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion and self-acceptance in your life. Remember, this isn't about becoming a people-pleaser or ignoring your responsibilities, it's about treating yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer someone you truly care about. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. Remember, be kind to yourself, practice those self-compassion tips, and know that you are worthy of love, happiness, and success. Until next time, keep striving for your best self with a whole lot of grace and kindness along the way. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with anyone who could use a little dose of self-love. Catch you on the flip side.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.